نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره. نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار، وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify, O believer, that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. My khutbah today is concerning a verse from the Quran, from Surah Al-Hujurat. The dwelling places, Surah number 49 and verse number 10. But before we come to discuss this verse, we still have the feeling and the spirit of Ramadan. This is the second Jum'ah after Ramadan. And I'm sure most of you, if it's not all of you, had enjoyed Ramadan, and especially the blessings of Ramadan and the brotherhood of Ramadan. We had felt good about the company of each other. And we felt good that we got to see each other. We spent time with each other. We ate with each other. We made salah with each other. We sat in classes together. And all these things had brought about closeness among ourselves. And with the end of Ramadan, we can see the change. The Sahaba, may Allah be pleased with them, when they used to depart from the presence of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the presence of the mosque, the presence of the knowledge, they used to feel different. And the famous hadith of Hanzalah, may Allah be pleased with him, it tells us when Abu Bakr met him and asked him, how you doing today? And the answer was what? Nafaqa Hanzalah. Hanzalah feel hypocrisy in his heart. The environment of the iman, the environment of the mosque, the environment of the angels, the surrounding of the brotherhood, it develop our faith, it strengthen our iman. But what happened after Ramadan? Is this what I said last week? Do be Abdullah, don't be Abd Ramadan. Be the worshipper of Allah, not the worshipper of the month Ramadan. Whatever what we doing from good deeds that we did in Ramadan, I don't know why we could not continue doing it after Ramadan. Did Allah or His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said after Ramadan you should quit the mosque, stop making salah in jama'ah, stop coming to the mosque, or I'm not going to reward you like I used to reward you? But it's our weakness, our own problems. Although we had experienced the love of the ibadah and the increase of the faith. In this surah, Surah Al-Hujurat, the dwelling places or the apartment, surah number 49, verse number 10, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. إنما المؤمنون إخوة. Indeed, the believers are nothing but brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the foundation of brotherhood and sisterhood is the iman, is the faith, is the deen. This is the only thing can bring us together. Believe in Allah, believe in His Messenger. Obedience to Allah, obedience to His Messenger. This is what brings us together. Not any color, not any language, not any social program. We come together because the faith, because the belief. And your own blood brother who is not Muslim, he is not your brother. And Allah said to Nuh alayhi salam, إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ, about his son. His own blood son, Allah said, he's not part of your family. Because the real relationship among the Muslims is caused as a result of the iman, the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, Allah is informing us the believers are supposed to be brothers. And we know that the foundation is the iman. But iman grows up and goes down. The same thing, the brotherhood can be strength or can be weakened. You could not be expecting brotherhood while everybody living a distance from each other. Iman brought the Sahaba together. Iman made the Ansar and the Muhajirin as brothers. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had took a actual steps towards develop this brotherhood. And one of the main work the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, as well as the Sahaba together, building the mosque. Therefore, I'm telling you, any work doesn't start from the mosque. It didn't start in right foundation. They got together to build the mosque, not to build the office round the corner. They came to build the mosque because the mosque is the place of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. To learn about your deen, was not concerned about any political problem in that time or about any social program in that time, because the mosque, everything started from the mosque into the mosque. Therefore, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with his hand as well as the Sahaba, they worked together to establish the house of Allah. And from this point became the mosque the center of their activity. And this is a big mistake in many places, that people, they have a mosque and they have a community center, as if the mosque is not qualified, is not enough to be the community center. And this is from the jahil of the people. They have a mosque, pray 2 rak'at, 4 rak'at, leave, but there is another place. Bring us together, a community center. This is wrong. Because they got together for social activity, not for Allah, before anything else. They come for other reasons. It becomes like a club, hanging out. So they have a community center, they have a mosque. And this is going on in America now. I visited other places, and I found that the same thing going almost every place. Because innovation flies very fast. And you will find a lot of people that admire innovation. And they feel, oh, something good, let's do it. So the mosque, which is supposed to be established and maintained by the believers, became empty. But the swimming pool is active, the gym is active, the paper table is active, everything is active, but the mosque has no place. Why the Abyssinians play with the swords in the mosque of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? This is the center. Social activity. When Sa'd was sick, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam put a tent, and the people come to visit Sa'd while he's sick in the mosque. So the mosque became everything in the life. And when we try to make the mosque to be everything in our life, this is the time that we can establish and maintain and raise up this, what you call brotherhood. Allah is telling us, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةَ. This is the relationship that is supposed to be among ourselves, and whatever it takes to develop this relationship, we have to work on it. The Sahaba, they built together, they traveled together, they came together, they spent time together. Even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made them as partners and brothers and sisters, and made them in a time they have even to be living in each other's houses. They share the same food. They share the property. To such a degree that some of the Sahaba was willing to divorce his second or his third wife, so when the end finishes, his Muslim brother will marry her. Brothers, let's ask ourselves, how much closeness you have with your partner in your work, with the student, with the nurse, with the worker, anybody. The people that you see them every day, the more you see them, the more you get close to them. This is fact. We could not deny there is certain things in our life like 1 + 1 = 2. The more you spend time with someone, the more there is closeness comes between you and this person. Especially if you relate it in certain, or meet with each other in some kind of intelligent way, or physical word, or whatever it is. We have the base of unity, which is Iman. So what we need to do to develop this Iman and to start to see each other more, spend time with each other more, talk with each other more, discuss our problem more. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he himself even consulted the Sahaba, where? In the mosque. About certain things considered personal to him, about Aisha radiallahu anha, when the people accused her. Why? Because the mosque became everything. People talking to each other, visiting each other, spend time with each other, sharing food together. Even they sat in the mosque, they talk about dunya stuff, not haram stuff. They used to talk about what they used to do in Jahiliyyah. And some of them used to laugh, and the Prophet sitting there. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will smile, and they laughing there. So the salah is finished, it became a community center for them. For their salah, for their discussion, for visitation, preparing for a war, peace, everything is a mosque. We went through this experience for 30 days during Ramadan. We break iftar together, we have Qiyam together, we sat in classes together. What's going to happen after Ramadan? Why? What happened? Why the mosque is going to be empty again? Why no more iftar together? Why no more talking together? Why will not spend time together? For what? How are we going to develop this kind of relationship among ourselves if we do not see each other? Maybe we come for Jum'ah. And when you come for Jum'ah, you don't have time to talk to anybody. You come to listen to part of the khutbah, and after this you run to be in the line before Abu Hassan so you can get your lunch and run to your place. When you're going to develop, this brotherhood that Allah is commanding us to establish among ourselves, how we're going to develop it? By standing in the line, you have two words to say to, how you doing, how you doing? Kif halak, kif halak. How are you, how are you? Is this it? How? As a result of this, the Sahaba, they were willing to share their own property with each other, and they will give their life for other brothers, because the brotherhood been developed among themselves. We have the base for what you call Iman and belief in Allah and His Messenger. Now we need to develop this brotherhood. Therefore, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we've been commanded and Allah inform us that whatever means to bring about strengthen the brotherhood, we need to take care of it. And whatever means that destroys the brotherhood, we need to avoid it. And I'm giving a homework for those who would like to take a homework from the Imam sometimes. Please, when you go home, read Surah number 49, Surah Al-Hujurat. Because it talks about brotherhood, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about things which can destroy the brotherhood. Because brotherhood is very important. Strengthen this relation. There are certain things to do, and there are certain things not to do. Therefore, we need to learn about it. The same way Allah commands us to pray, to fast, to make hajj, Allah commanded us and required from us, requesting us that we have brotherhood among ourselves. Sorry for this. Therefore, my dear respected brothers, we have to understand the Sahaba, some of them, the more learned than others. What they did? They said, they taught each other, they helped each other, they advised each other. We built the brotherhood through visitations, spending time together, doing the things. Otherwise, how are we going to establish the brotherhood among ourselves? How many Muslims you know them by name that is not from your country? Please, think about it. How many Muslims, they pray Jum'ah with you, you know them only by name? Not anything else, only by name. That they are not from your country. They are not the same color like you, neither they speak your language. Can you count five? Can you count five in your right hand? Only their names. We know nothing about each other. And how are we going to be brother to one another? How? How are we going to do this? Allah said, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. So fear Allah in this relationship. Have the taqwa of Allah concerning maintaining the brotherhood. And make peace among yourselves that you may receive mercy. We need mercy, so we need to establish brotherhood. We need Allah to bless us. We say Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Allah gives the mercy to those who deserve it and those who work towards mercy. So if we want to receive mercy, we need to do something to establish this brotherhood among ourselves and maintain it and make it better relationship. With this, I call in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Him to help in us that we think about this issue, and we have to understand that the importance of it, and that we'll try to do something towards it, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa usalli wa usallimu ala al-mab'uthi rahmatan lil alameen. Dear brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us in this month with very beautiful, successful program during Ramadan. And alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us in this mosque here with very beautiful and successful Eid. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we thank all our brothers and sisters that they help and contribute towards this. A lot of Muslims, they think and they wonder, what does Masjid al-Muslimin do towards the unity among Muslims in Colombia or South Carolina? So simple answer. What we do, we bring in our family together first. How, if you have a mud, adding more water to the mud is not going to solve the problem. You have mud, so you have to find a means how to make it solid, or how to make a base, how to make something out of it. 100 people making Jum'ah, 100, 200 people, 300 people frequent the mosque weekly for Jum'ah and other activity at least. Where is the unity among them? Do you know anybody? Do you know his family? Do you know how many kids he has? Do you know anything about your Muslim brother who doesn't have the same color like you, neither speak the same language like you? Of course not. How long you been in Colombia? It's been 10 years. How long you been in Colombia? It's been 15 years. Do you know him? No, I don't know. I see him in Jum'ah sometimes. See him. This is it. When we going to do something about it? So you are not going to bring about unity in any place until you bring it unity in your own ranks first. We have a unit here. We need to fix this unit. Adding more masjid and adding more people is not going to do anything except adding more water to the mud. It's going to be more muddy. Now you don't know how to walk in it. Let's try to fix our own self first. Let's try to do something. And in the Eid, alhamdulillah, part of those that was day of celebration, but we have a khatira, small speech for 5 minutes. And out of it, alhamdulillah, we have at least 27 brothers and sisters, they raise their hand, i.e., I consider this like a pledge or a promise, that they will come together once a month. So today I'm asking you, and I'm calling on all of you Muslims, that you commit yourself once a month, that we try to develop this brotherhood among ourselves. We need to help one another. The first Saturday, which we had agreed about, every Saturday, the first Saturday of every month, that we're going to come together to spend time with each other. We're going to pray Asr together, and Maghrib together, and Isha together, inshallah. We're going to have a lecture or talk about Islam to learn some about our deen. We're going to socialize with one another. We're going to make small circles that people can teach each other and learn from each other. So, tomorrow, inshallah, is the first Saturday. And for, if you don't know, it's from now, you go and put in your calendar, reserve the first Saturday of every month for the sake of Allah, so I can develop relationship between me and my Muslim brother. So we can get to know each other, we can get to know more about each other and get close more to each other. We are not building this brotherhood by staying distant from each other. So we, inshallah, are going to start this tomorrow. We don't have too much in our program for tomorrow. More than two things. One, or three things. One, that we're going to have dinner, inshallah. And you are not required to pay anything. Secondly, we're going to have a monthly lecture. And this, both of them been guaranteed already or been planned already. And the third thing, that's socialization. But we need out of this tomorrow, inshallah, that those brothers and the sister who promised during the Eid, they will come. They come tomorrow, and those who would like to support the good deeds that we're trying to do, that we sit and talk what they like to see out of this day. What do you want to add to our program? We don't want to design program and tell you this is the program and go ahead. This is. No, we design part of the program and we want you to have your input of building the program. This program is not for me. It's for me, for you, for him, for her, for the little boy, for the everybody. We're responsible to live as a one unit. And always we find Islam talks about the Jama'ah, the collective body, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the people who are together. As a result of this, we found the salah in jama'ah more rewarded than the salah of the individual. Why? Because getting together. So So Islam is deen of jama'ah. Islam is a religion of collective body and collective effort together. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, وَرْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ, and bow down with those who bow down. It's sufficient for you to make salah by yourself, but Allah wants you to bow down with those who bow down. And Allah say, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Always talking about this wow jama'ah, a collective, they do it together. And like I said before, many things, it needs the assistance of each other. Brothers and sisters in this locality, and especially in mosque of Al-Muslimin, my choice to you, not as an individual, I want you to look in a bigger scale, that you do something for yourself, your family, your community, and other Muslims who live in the United States. I don't want you to have this closed vision, or this is narrow-minded about, no, we're working not only for ourselves, we're working for others. This is what you have. This is the choice that I made for my mosque, for my people, for my brothers and sisters. I wanted them to be a part of contributing to other messages, locally, internationally, nationally, not only doing something for this mosque. And alhamdulillah, this mosque has been directly or indirectly doing a lot for other people. You can go in Alaska, you can go in many places and ask about Masjid al-Muslimin. Yes, they may see my book there or my DVD there or my CD, but if it's not your assistant, my work was not going to be there. So it is your work, but came through a different channel. This is what I choose for this community, to be a generous community, a community that's working for other people, not only for the local. Don't look here. No, look up and see farther than where is your feet. This is what I choose for you. And if you are not in this standard, you need to come to this position. It's a small community, but by the will of Allah and the blessing of Allah, we can be greater, we can do more. And this is what I want you to be part of it. But we need to establish ourselves. We need to strengthen our relationship. We need to be ready together so the work can be a better way, inshallah. Again, brothers and sisters, remember we stay in Shawwal. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had recommended the fasting of 6 days of Shawwal. For those who fast Ramadan and they follow Ramadan with 6 days of Shawwal, they be rewarded as if they fast the whole year. Somebody say, maybe I can fast this year, but I didn't fast last year. This has nothing to do with last year. This has nothing to do with last year. This is not obligatory fasting. So if Allah has enabled you to fast Ramadan, alhamdulillah, you're alive, you're healthy, you have the opportunity, Shawwal is still here, try to fast 60 days so you can get the blessing and the reward of fasting the whole year. I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you all, bless your families, your money, your wealth, your children, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us together, united our hearts on the base of Iman and Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the love of this deen and the love of the believers wherever they are. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم.
الله أكبر الله أكبر.